Hi guys, welcome to another exciting episode of Happy Being Well. We have an exciting guest today. She is Tatiana Bills. She is a high performance lifestyle transformation coach and energy healer. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, how we can tap into our high performance and transform and heal with our energy. So before we dive deep with Tatiana, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for activewear leggings, 100% facial masks, 100% natural essential oils, natural bath soaps, natural deodorants, crystals, sage, and much more. Subscribe to their email newsletter and get 10% off all products, including free shipping in the USA. Use code PODCAST25 for 25% off all activewear leggings. Tatiana, so.
Hello, Rita. Thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor to be on your podcast and to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you here. You know, we originally met on Clubhouse and I've heard you speak in my room. So it's great that now you're on as a guest and contributing and sharing your nuggets of wisdom and strategies, and most importantly, your story. So how did you become... it's an interesting title. It's a high performance lifestyle transformation coach and energy healer.
Yes, it is an interesting title, and I came up with it myself. It actually came to me as I was channeling, and it reflects everything that goes into my coaching. I believe that high performance really aligns with the understanding of the word leadership. In order to become successful in our life, we truly have to own everything that we do and become the true leaders of our life and the conscious creators. So leadership on a level of everyday life, changing your lifestyle to reflect how to support your leadership transformation to become the leader of your life. And then on top of that, there is the energy healing systems that are based on Wing Chun Tai Chi that I learned from my sensei back in Krasnodar, Russia, where I grew up, who taught me Wing Chun of a Vietnamese style. And if some of you may be familiar with what Wing Chun is, it is the style of martial arts that at some point, Bruce Lee was the one who developed it further. But the branch that I was taught is actually a Vietnamese branch. So there are some differences in that. And in addition to the Tai Chi styles and gymnastics, I was also taught the energy healing and the energy processes that go in the body, which I absolutely love to share with my clients.
Interesting. So I'm hearing leadership, I'm hearing lifestyle. So how does one get to transformation? Like, what are the starting points like to achieve transformation?
Sure. Well, actually, transformation and lifestyle actually are very intertwined together, because in order to get from the caterpillar to the butterfly, you actually need to go through the cocoon phase. I call it so. And transformation actually happens within this cocoon. And this is the period of time that the person takes the little steps that you're not really seeing any changes whatsoever while being in this transformative cocoon, I would put it this way, until they're ready to break through and actually become the butterfly, dry the wings and fly. So transformation and lifestyle, transformation is really supported by the lifestyle that we create for ourselves in order to be happy, being well, mm-hmm. Right? And it really means, if we look at your transformation, if there is a staircase, right, it is impossible to jump from the first step all the way to the, say, 10th or 12th step. You need to take the smaller steps in order to get to the top of the stairs. And so the transformation is supported by the lifestyle and the environment for the successful change that the person needs to create. And this is what I do in my Thriving Joy program with my clients. It's a 5-week program where I really walk them through the process of looking at their life through the holistic bird's eye perspective. analyzing all of the levels of where some of them might be lowered and they need to be elevated to create the balance. And whenever we identify the specific areas that need change, then together, it's actually my clients are the ones who decide on how they're going to go about it. What are the tools? I provide the resources and the tools, and they're the ones who decide what steps they're going to take towards the change that they want to implement and how they want to feel at the end of their transformation.
Awesome.
So I hope this explains it.
Yeah. So what if someone is, you know, stuck on a step on it, you know, and they're not climbing, they're just kind of like stuck, right? And I think a lot of people have experienced being stuck. So why are they stuck? Why can't they, you know, continue, you know, climbing up those little steps?
Sure.
What's the most effective way to get unstuck? I think that was the better question.
Sure. It's a great question, actually. And most of the time, what makes us feel stuck is the fear of failing or the limiting beliefs that we are not good enough and we're not going to succeed and whatever. And there's like a plethora of things that might be going on at the same time. It really goes to the limiting beliefs and the psychosomatics. Whenever we experience a really strong emotion about something, our brain really takes like a snapshot of the experience and then decides like going forward, we're going to react in this way only to this situation. Like, for example, have you ever touched, well, I don't know even if anyone remembers what a hot iron is when like ironing the clothes. But when I was growing up, my mom had an iron and she used to iron the clothes. And she told me not to touch the hot iron because it's hot. But I have no idea as a 2-year-old girl what a hot iron is like. I don't know what it feels like. And I'm curious, of course. And after 5 times of don't touch it, of course I touched it, right? And of course, after that, a burnt finger and this sensation of, ooh, now I know that hot hurts. I'm not going to come close to that. So our limiting beliefs essentially created through the strong emotional experiences that are stored somewhere in our body most of the time if they're not properly released. And what happens is that they end up influencing our behavior. It's like if I put, say, 8 different people in the same room with us right now, and I gave different colored glasses to every single person. Like, for example, you'll have yellow glasses, I would have like pink, somebody else will have blue, another person will have green, gray, purple, etc. And I asked you to look at my glasses, for example, just at an object. Every single person wearing their own perception glasses are going to see the same object differently because of the experiential filter or the psychological filter that we all have. And this filter is truly based on all the experiences, all the social conditioning, all the cultural conditioning that we individually grew up with.
Yeah, great. That is a great way to describe, you know, how we get stuck. And that's a great explanation, of course. Yeah, we can all relate to that, you know, plagued by fear and uncertainty, which is the fear. So, which is predominantly caused by the filter, the way we look at life based on, and our filters are constructed by a personal past history. So now we identify why people get stuck. So how do they identify like what their filters are? Because a lot of people don't know what their filters are. They just keep going through life because that life can get, as we know, especially in North American society, it's very busy, a lot of pressures. It's very demanding due to the competition. You know, you come home and you're busy with your house and, you know, your kids or your husband, or there's always something to do here, right? So how does one start the process of unraveling, you know, what their psychological makeup is in terms of you know, what has been the primary driver of their behavior in terms of their filters or beliefs or past traumas? How do they start the unraveling process or the discovery process, if you will?
This is such a fundamental and important question. And this goes down to the awareness of becoming aware of what is going on internally, because most of the time people are unaware of what is happening in their internal world. Oftentimes we don't even know what we are truly saying to ourselves. So my experience with this was very interesting as I started truly listening to what I was saying to myself. So I became aware, and I became really stuck with listening to, well, basically my question to any client or any person who I'm working with, like, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? And if the answer is, that was based on my experience, because there were times when I would wake up in the morning and I did not want to get out of bed. I did not feel like I wanted to be. I did not feel like I wanted to do anything. And if it's like depression, straightforward, right? And what I did, I was searching for a lot of different explanations in terms of like, okay, well, why am I feeling this way? How to pull myself out of this, right? And I used all the psychological tools that I learned at the Hedwig School for psychology, martial arts, and meditation back in Krasnodar, Russia. And what I discovered was that there would be a day when the sun is shining. I am at home, for example, right? It's a Sunday. Everything is wonderful. And yet I wasn't feeling good. Like, everything is good around me. And I was just like feeling dull, feeling heavy. And I couldn't put my finger on it. And I said, okay, well, what are you thinking to yourself? And I started kind of like pulling this thought like a thread. And if you can imagine, this thread is like this ball of yarn, and you just keep pulling the thread until there is no more ball, like there's just until you find the second end. And what I've discovered is that I was saying to myself some of the things I would have never said to anybody else. And basically, as an example, could be like if a child, a little baby learning to walk, and they just like, you know, standing up is trying to walk. And usually people encourage them, not like say, get up, dummy, what are you like doing? Come on. But this was the self-talk I was giving myself. And I know that a lot of people are doing the same thing. So what I do, again, in the Thrive and Joy program and in private one-on-one coaching as well, that's really catered towards individual person, is really looking at the limiting beliefs that may be holding the person back. And first of all, identifying them, what is causing them, working through their fears. And then there is also a technique that I use that really helps to go back in the past. It's almost like an NLP technique that allows for you to travel back into the past moment. And the person really knows when that happens. It's really amazing. It's working with your subconscious, then it really reveals then what the situation was, why it occurred, and what was the limiting belief that became attached to that experience. And once we kind of shed the light on that and we bring it back into the now, in this present moment, the person then usually has an amazing breakthrough. Like every single time, especially with people who had a traumatic experience in the past, of some sort, they usually experience this like, wow, I didn't even know it was connected to that. And it like shifts their mind and the way they look at things like 360 degrees, and their life just picks up like that. So I hope that answers your question.
Absolutely, yes. I'm familiar with that technique. You know, it's called timeline therapy, and it's really powerful. And because we're working with the unconscious mind, and that's where all of our memories are stored, in the unconscious mind. And asking yourself very powerful questions, you know, like, what do I need to learn from this traumatic event? And also too, who did I have to become because of these events, right? Because we all have self-mechanisms, and it shifts our behavior to protect ourselves, and therefore we need to realize that and release it because it no longer serves us, because that's how the beliefs form, because they're limited based on that fear trauma that caused us to protect ourselves and therefore put up a box around our range of behavior, right? We're limited in the behavior because we put ourselves in a box to protect ourselves. So
it's like wearing clothes, like when the child grows out of the pants, like you can't really wear those pants anymore. They don't fit and they hurt when you try to wear them. So it's the same, like when you expand your consciousness wider, you understand that, okay, this limiting belief was serving me and saving me from some painful experiences in the past, but that's no longer the case. And now it's truly limiting the person and it needs to be released and replaced with the empowering belief. And this is what I do as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. So you've answered those questions beautifully. can you share with us any, like, some success story, like what some of your clients, from where they were before to how they expanded, like how do they expand in terms of their behavior, what it's allowed them to achieve?
Sure. Interestingly, I work with a variety of people, and they are women, men, and, you know, I haven't had experience with LGBTQ, but I'm also open to working with anyone who needs help. What I've discovered is that men and women process things differently, and it fascinates me, and I love that. But at the same time, the process of going through this program actually works similarly for everyone. And it's really fascinating to watch when the person starts realizing, like, that the world is their mirror. And when they're seeing that if they are doing something, if they are not honoring themselves in certain situations, it comes back to them. It's like this awareness light bulb goes on in their mind, and you can see that. That is so, I get chills and goosebumps every time when I see that. I tend to work with people who are also entrepreneurs, and for whatever reason, they have had difficulty with expressing themselves. I also work with people who are having difficulties with creating relationships, and that has been going really successful as well. So there is, I'm not really focusing on any specific thing that a person is looking for. It's a lot of, it's any, probably except for the healing of the really difficult diseases that I'm not there in terms of, like, really claiming that, yes, you can heal all of everything. But I believe you can, but it really takes a lot of practice, and it really takes a lot of energy, and really depends on where the person is mental. Mm-hmm. So, and also I also have a conscious focus program that really trains the mind to create a sharp focus by activating your third eye. And by allowing you to learn to how to become aware of the energies around you. So, and this is the prerequisite towards the next program. It's a higher consciousness program. And this is where people really work with the system of the energy flows in our bodies, with all the energy centers or chakras, however they use, people call them in different ways. So really, I have, like, a broad spectrum of things that I can offer, and the broad spectrum of things that my clients have gone through. And every single one of them that come out of the program, they really show how much vibrant and radiant and happier they become after working with me and after doing these programs. So I have, for example, a young woman who has been having difficulties with finding a man, for a relationship. And it was just about, she went through two of my programs and then did some coaching on top of that, like one-on-one. And what I've discovered is that it was really truly about her deciding what she wanted. She was not sure if she wanted to just kind of like this. And she didn't realize that So my help was in creating the space where she can create clarity for herself and what she wants. And that goes through like releasing all the limiting beliefs, clearing up the space. Is kind of like cleaning, the spring cleaning, right? You go into your yard and you're taking all the dry old leaves so that the beautiful flower can bloom and have the space to do so. And at the same time, her realization of that she does want a lifelong, like long-term relationship it's really fundamental. It's like once you understand what you want and you make a decision, like boom, and it happens for you truly. And this is what I do. I help hold the space for people to truly clean up their mental space, clean up their consciousness, and help expand it so that they really understand what is their purpose, why are they here, who they are. I help them to understand that they are the leaders of their lives and to truly honor and own everything that they do. And to me, this is really important.
Awesome. Love that. So yeah, you already, my next question was about like, how would you perform energy healing, but you just described that. So awesome. So if people want to learn more about you, or learn about more about your programs or anything, where can they go or contact you? Where can they go?
Sure. I am the founder and creator of Manada Personal Coaching. I'm on Instagram, and also I have a Facebook group that's called Aligned and Happy You, and you're welcome to join. I would love to welcome you there. So, and I'm going to send the links to Rita, and Rita is going to share some of the links with you as well. So feel free to reach out to me with any questions. If you need help with creating a thriving future for yourself, I'd be happy to help you with that. And I also would be happy to share my story at some point. Just let me know.
Okay, cool. And do you have any like downloadable like freebies like people can download from your website?
Absolutely. I offer a free meditation that is on my website right now, and I'll send you the link to that as well.
Okay, perfect. And what's your Instagram handle?
It's Manada, MONADA _personal_coaching.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Just to let you know what Manada means, because a lot of people ask me, and if you're not a Russian-speaking person, it's really hard to understand, even though some Russian-speaking people don't really know what that means. Manada, in Russian language, means the great monad, which is the Tao symbol that made it into the U.S. in the previous century as the yin-yang symbol, which really means balance of feminine and masculine energies.
Oh, interesting. Learn something new every day. Manada.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Awesome. And then where can they locate your Facebook group?
I will also send the link to that. Again, it is called Aligned and Happy You, with the exclamation mark at the end.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys. So yeah, all the links will be on the podcast description. So awesome. So thank you so much, Tatiana, for showing up today and pouring into the Happy Being Well audience.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. It was awesome to listening to your explanations and your tips and your strategies. You explained everything just perfectly and awesome.
So, thank you so much. So honored to be here. So honored to see the wonderful people and share my little bits of knowledge with all of you. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
All right, everybody. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe for future episodes. And remember, use podcast 25 for 25% off all activewear leggings on happybeingwell.com. Until next time, guys.
Thanks.